In recognition of Mental Health Awareness Month, Bath Community Hospital social worker Perry Baker spoke to seniors at the Senior Center and to the general public at Bath Public Library. Her presentation began with statistics that show the prevalence of mental illness.
43.8 million adults experience a mental illness in a year, so that's 1 in 5 adults. 1 in 25 adults have a serious mental illness that would be considered borderline or bipolar disorder, more of your personality disorders. This statistic is more anxiety or depression, the things that are serious but don't carry like as much stigma. 1/2 of all chronic mental illness begins by the age of 14, and then 3/4 by the age of 24.
After noting symptoms which help clinicians and healthcare workers recognize some of these illnesses, Perry continued.
Anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the United States. They are highly treatable, but not even 40% of those suffering from anxiety actually get treatment for it. So here we are all living with something that we're not actually willing to go get help on.
Later in Perry's presentation, she listed willingness to look for and accept help as one of the major factors in resiliency or ability to cope and receive treatment for illnesses.
Women are twice as likely to suffer from generalized anxiety disorder as men, and it's not uncommon for someone with an anxiety disorder to also suffer from depression and vice versa. They kind of go hand in hand.
While Perry offered equally as essential information about how to screen and find treatment for these mental illnesses, the statistics continue to point to the importance of our own awareness.
42 million adults in America live with anxiety disorder. I think that's a huge portion of the population. It always stuns me to see that just out there, that so many of us are living with it, and half of us probably have no idea that anybody else is really affected the way that we are. If we think back to how many people in the country have and suffer from these mental illnesses and don't get any help, what can we do about that number? How much lower could the percent be if we actually sought help and, you know, went beyond just stigma of, I'm not going to talk to anybody about this, I'm just going to suffer through alone.
She pointed out resistance towards seeking help and accessibility to mental health services depend a lot on demographics as well.
In terms of diversity, African American and Hispanic Americans use mental health services about half the rate of Caucasians. So we're really trying to reach a more diverse population.
And even just by skimming the list of services in the Allegheny Highlands, it's easy to see significant travel for treatment and ongoing support are a given. In a later news segment on this Mental Health Awareness Month presentation, Perry Baker, licensed clinical social worker, includes an introduction to a questionnaire used by professionals to screen for high risks of mental illness, and also a survey that identifies strengths and positive experiences that can counteract the effects of trauma. For a list of resources available to anyone seeking more information on mental illnesses, please contact Perry Baker at Bath Community Hospital. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.